All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. It can happen. And if you stick with it, it will. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, I tell you this every week. I mean it every time. This is one of the best ways to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because you can come to this call week after week after week after week, and you can expect to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now, whether it's about the mechanics, whether it's about the mindset, whether it's about the philosophy, whether it's about personal development. You're going to find something on this call that's going to make a difference for you. Thus, you should be on this call every Sunday evening, okay? This doesn't have to be the only call that you're on during the course of the week, but it should certainly be one of them. And you should invite your team to join you on this call so that you all can grow together, okay? Now, you hear people talking on this call about Simulcast. It's coming up, folks. It's our national conference. It's I think it's the 15th and the 16th. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I'm going to be on that Simulcast live feed. Friday night, we're going to have some introductory things and kind of get to know each other. And then on Saturday, we're going to get trained by the best of the best. Tickets are only $50. Go to your Power Zone. Go to events.ambitenergy.com. Make sure you're registered for the event. One of the things you can count on is that they will have an attendee-only bonus. An attendee-only bonus. Only for the attendees. That's going to help you make more money than it costs for you to even register. So if you're about building your business, if you're serious about your Ambit Energy business, especially going into the new year, and you know the new year is going to be better, then you should start your year by being on that simulcast broadcast, okay? So if you haven't done it, go get it done. And then make sure that you put it on Facebook and tell your team that you registered so that they know that you're a leader and they should follow, okay? There you go. Now, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to be leaving this particular call in a couple of weeks. I'll have this call tonight, and my last call will be next Sunday, the 27th. I've just decided it's time for me to step down. Folks, there's nothing wrong. Nothing bad happened. There's no drama. There's no nothing like that. I just decided that it's time for me to step down. I have been doing this thing for probably 10, 11 years now. And I just think it's time for someone else to have that opportunity, and honestly, for me to take a break, okay? But I'm not only glad that you're with us tonight, but I hope to see you with us next Sunday evening. And I can tell you right now, our host for next Sunday evening's call, our special guest, if you will, for next Sunday evening's call, is none other than the number one income earner in the entire company, Mr. Brian McClure, okay? So you can prepare for that. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for this particular week. And I tell you, this guy, I love him. I really do. He's a husband, a father. He's an executive consultant. He works in construction. The guy is busy all the time. All the time. And yet he has a very, very successful Ambit Energy business. Please welcome to the call executive consultant Jeff Rollins. Jeff, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Bear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. How are you?
All right, good, good. On the car speaker thing here, so I guess that works really well. I'm doing great,
yeah,
man. I'm doing great. So I'm sitting here. We got a little buried from our first snowstorm. Generally, our first snowstorm of the year doesn't accumulate to 14 inches, but that's what happened this year. And all the way up the East Coast, so it's going to be a white Christmas here in New York. That's for sure.
Can you sing?
What's that?
I said, can you sing?
Can I see?
Yeah, can you sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I can sing, but not here. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. The only time that's going to be getting sung would be in the shower, pal.
Yeah, just picking on you. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you've dug yourself out, and I'm glad you're with us on the call. What do you have for us this week?
Well, I got some great stuff, and I'm excited. You know, when Brian called me a couple weeks ago, asked me to come in on this call, I had the honor of doing a doing a recording, actually a video shoot for simulcast, and a lot of stuff's been on my mind. But I think I have some information tonight that is going to something I don't think anybody's really trained on or thought about really deeply, or if they have, I haven't heard it. And I really think that it's going to be life changing for a lot of people on this call. I'm sure there's some people on this call. It might be your first business builder call. Like Bear said, he's been doing it for over 10 years, and I've been listening for over 10 years. And you know, this company has been life changing for us. You know, 2020 has been an interesting year. Let's say that. And I remember the last time I did this call, Bear, I scared you because I said I was going to talk about the two things you don't talk about in network marketing. Don't talk about religion and don't talk about politics. And I talked about both. But I did it in a way I think that delivered a message. And, you know, we're in a situation in America today that I believe that has opened up a tremendous opportunity. And I don't want this this training to come across as this is an opportunity for us to leverage something that has happened in a negative way. You know, the pandemic happened, and it's one of those things that Brian has trained on for years. There's the inner circle and the outer circle of things that we can control, right? So the inner circle are the things that we can control, like getting up and brushing our teeth and making sure we provide for our family in certain ways. And this is certain functions that we can control every day of our life. And then there's the outer circle that we can't control. And I put the, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic in that category, something that just is out of control. It seems to be really getting, in a situation that is, handled now with therapeutics. It's more handled. They have a vaccine coming out. It's hit New York. But I want you guys to really think of something. There has been, every time in network marketing, people have been in for a while and they say, I have nobody to call. I've run out of names. And I'm gonna go over something. I want everybody to make sure you have a pen and a paper, because we're going to get back to basics 101 in Ambient Energy. After your why, the next thing is to build your list, right? They have the six steps or the seven steps, and you know your the why, and then build the list. And the list is arguably probably the most important thing for you to do and exercise in Ambient Energy. And I believe that there's probably about 67% of the people that have never actually really gone through the exercise of writing a list. They have their contacts in their phone. They might have wrote a couple names down on paper, but they never went through a serious exercise on writing a list with a member jogger in front of them. And if you don't know what that is, that's something that's been out for years. It's basically somebody took the concept of a baby book. If you've ever seen a book to pick the name of a baby, and it just basically has every name in it, A through Z, that's a memory jogger, or a business list of different businesses, your dentist, your doctor. So if you haven't done that, you obviously should do that. But I'm going to do what I believe will be a life-changing exercise. I went to work and I started to study what's happened with the pandemic versus vocations and who has been hit the hardest. And this is going to vary from state to state, obviously. I know New York and California, it'll hit real hard. Some states have been a lot less, constricting on certain businesses, and others have been really constricting. And we still have governors in the United States of America that are still putting on restrictions that, in my opinion, could be way too strict, but that's just the way it is. But it is a fact that it's happening, and it's a fact that people are being affected by it. And in no circumstances do we want to say, hey, well, you know, let's leverage this this terrible pandemic that's happened. But there's a reality that there's a group of people in America today that are sitting that are don't have a job, or have been highly affected by the restrictions on their vocation. And I believe that you are going to be able tonight to build a new list based off the information that I'm going to give you, and then taking your contacts, people you know that are in your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter account, and doing a little match game and matching their vocation to the list and the information I give you tonight. And they're going to make it onto a new list of people that you can start to build relationships with. And this is, and you're going to be very, very tender about how you do this. You know, people have been affected. People are scared. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. But that uncertainty has to do with people supporting their families. And I believe we have one of the best opportunities in America today to help somebody dig themselves out of a situation financially, okay? And with you know, Christmas coming up and our simulcast coming up, yes, on the 15th and the 16th of January, and just really getting ready for a brand new year, 2021, you know, it's a bittersweet for me because, yes, you know, 2020 has been a challenging year, and, you know, we live 45 miles north of New York City and about 25 miles north of what was the epicenter of this virus when it broke out. You know, thank God none of my family has gotten seriously ill. My daughter and her husband did get COVID out in L.A., and they worked there through it. But also, I became a grandfather in 2020. And, you know, we have a brand new, you know, little boy in our family. So it's a bittersweet for me because, you know, I always look at the glass half full. And that's part of my half full glass as a brand new grandson. That's very exciting. So let's hit this. I believe you'll be able to start to build your list on this call. And then if you really go to work over the next couple of days, you'll be able to build a list of hundreds and hundreds of people that you can start to reach out to it. And I would have to bet you probably already know how to contact them. And you can wish them a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah belated, or whatever else they celebrate, and you'll be able to see that because they'll probably be posting that, or they'll probably have already done that. So you know, there's some serious situations going on. Occupations have been hit the hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic, and so first on the list, if you were to look at it, the hardest hit is the service workers, the service industry. And I know in New York and California, Illinois, and a lot of states, the food industry. Security guards, janitors, people that are generally over the age of 50 that are in these vocations have been hit with the highest percentage of layoffs. We're over 34% in this industry, and I would have to say probably higher in certain states have lost their job. Restaurants in the state of New York, Illinois, any of the states where the governors have chosen the lack of science and the to close down certain businesses and not other businesses, people have been affected by this. And we're 5 days out of Christmas, and there are a tremendous amount of people that are probably sitting there. And what's going to happen is most people will not let their kids go without a Christmas unless it's just dire straits. And if it is, and if you know that, there are organizations out there, Operation Christmas Child, and there's other organizations out there. You know, we had a couple people in our town. We had a single mom post that, you know, she just was in a really tough spot, and she couldn't rely on her parents anymore. And we had a collective group of people that chipped in, and, you know, we sent her $100 and other people. And I think that people are so willing to help. So I'm sure there's people that, but most people that have been working will take their credit card. They're gonna charge on their credit card for presents. And when come January, February, when those bills come in, they could be in a position where they don't have a job to pay those bills. And I really think that we can save people. I believe from this call tonight, there will be stories that in the next year are going to be told from the stage or from a training in Ambient Energy where somebody on this call took this training, contacted somebody that had been laid off, gave them the Ambient Energy opportunity, they ran with it, and they created a story. So in the service industry, guys, write that down, and you're going to start to look, and you already know people. You're already writing down names right now, people that are in the restaurant business, and there were security guards, janitorial work, anything in the service area. So that was the hardest hit occupation in the area. The second, and especially in the New York area, the arts, entertainment, design, media, anything in those areas, there was a 25% layoff, flat out layoff, and a higher percentage of people with their hours reduced. I mean, if you know anybody that was down in New York City in the entertainment district, on Broadway, in the play district, in the entertainment industry, completely shut down. It's not open right now. It won't be open until the middle of the summer. So there are people. So think about this, guys. I mentioned first security, the food industry, janitorial and that kind of stuff, right? The service industry. But it's not just the vocation. Let's take the food industry, waitresses, waiters, obviously people that are in the cleaning business that work in the restaurants, but it also ripples into the suppliers, people that are in the food industry that supply the restaurants, the truck drivers, all the way through. I mean, just take the common sense steps to follow the lead of what would make this common sense. If you have restaurants that are closed, obviously the local, the one next to us is called Ace Endigo. And there's other food suppliers. Cisco, I think, is a really big one. They are the ones that supply the restaurants. Lord and Taylor's in our mall is shutting down for good. So stores in the retail business and in those areas have been hit the hardest. They're going to make it through. Maybe, I mean, we're in the mall today and it was scary packed. I'm not, I don't wear a mask everywhere, but when I was in that mall today, I had a mask on. Because it was lines to get into the stores, not just to get into the mall. So the art industry, and whoever in that area, architects, design, I mean, 25% guys laid off that are not working right now 5 days before Christmas. The third one that I think is a huge one and where I see probably the most successful people in Ambient Energy is in the small business owner area. Okay, people that have small businesses, shops, not big business, not the big box stores, but we're talking small business, the mom and pop stores, the businesses. I know there's a deli up the road from us, and the owner who also owns a catering business is another one that owns a catering business, but she's completely shut down. There's no entertainment going on. So just think about that, caterers and people that do catering. So she's working in her deli every day. She laid off four people because, guys, the owner of a business usually can perform as much as four or five of their part-time employees. So if the owner has to step in and start to work, they're going to lay off part-time people. So, guys, 25% in that industry. And in the small business area, there wasn't even a statistic there. Now, if we can go into the Midwest and we can go to some of like the Ohio's and portions of Illinois and Pennsylvania, the construction and especially in the mining area is number four on the list of industries that have been affected. So what happens there? Obviously, construction industry and mining and natural gas and all those different things. The guys, when people weren't in driving and using gasoline through the industry of March, April, May, June, through this summer, I know my insurance company gave us a break for 2 or 3 months on our auto insurance in New York because we weren't driving, and the statistics of actually driving and how likely it would be that you would be in an accident went down so much they couldn't even justify charging you as much as they charge you for your auto insurance. And the same thing happened in those areas. So, guys, take this information, and we're going to go through a step of how you can build your list. Number five was sales workers, people that do sales. I know that, for instance, in the mall, there's a Storm Men's Warehouse that I like, and they're all over the country, men's warehouses. They were forced to file a Chapter 11, I believe, and they were working their way out of that. And they're still open, but I went in there, and I wanted to buy some clothes, and I was looking at at some different stuff. And there was a young gentleman who was helping me, and I didn't have time to try some stuff on and buy it that day. And I said, listen, I know you guys work on a percentage on commission plus salary, so I'll definitely, when I come back, I'll buy them from you. And he said, well, you know, you don't have to worry about that, because they brought us all back, but we're no longer get commission. We're on a straight salary or a straight hourly basis. So the companies have had to change the financial structure of certain retailers and people in businesses in those sales worker position. 18% of people have been laid off. You know, 20% of the people in that industry have been put on furlough, or they're in a part-time position. All right, so start thinking about that. Transportation workers, it just goes on. Manufacturing, production, in certain areas. Certain areas are doing great, obviously, right? But today, we got some packages dropped off. We did 60% of our shopping online this year, where our family usually does about 20%. And the guy came from Amazon, and he dropped off some packages. He was a young kid. He was 25 years old. I said, how are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm slammed. I'm busy working 7 days a week. I said, well, so what is it that you normally do? And he said, well, I worked in this job, and I ended up at this job, but this is killing me. I hope it slows down. And I said, well, listen, are you interested in another avenue to making money? And he said, absolutely, I'm interested. So I swapped names with him. But that industry is doing great. But in the other area, it's not, and we have to think about that. So manufacturing and production of certain products, certain industries, and just take that number seven and go through the other six, five, four, three, two, one, and just go through the manufacturing companies that would be manufacturing products in those past five or six vocations that I talked about, especially the restaurant business in that area. This was something that I wouldn't have thought about, but in the healthcare industry, obviously not in the emergency room or RNs, but in the area where you would be going for, maybe screenings and checkups and stuff like that, they had suffered because people aren't going in certain areas. People are afraid to go to doctor's office. Telemedicine is taken over. So some of the receptionists and some of it. Another huge one, guys, is therapists. Therapists have been put in a position where you can't find a therapist in the New York area, but they're no longer doing face-to-face therapy. They're all doing it on Zooms and telephone conferencing, and not all of them have been kept because they don't need as many of them. So that's another one. 13% of therapists have been laid off, 17% of people in the manufacturing area. Just going to go through the next two, and then we'll start to talk about how we're going to do this. Another thing in the clerical work and office workers, the people in companies that have gone remote, okay? So let's just think about our corporate office. You have a corporate office like Vistra Energy and Ambit Energy, and everybody's at home now. And that was fine for the people in consultant support, and that was fine for people in customer care and all that kind of stuff. But the receptionist doesn't have a job anymore. Right, the person that was sitting at the door, the security guards that would check you in when you walked into the Vistra headquarters, the janitors and the people in those businesses and those companies that have gone remote are no longer working, or the staffs have been reduced tremendously. Okay, so maintenance and installation workers is the 10th one. Child care is another one. Guys, the child care industry is in a situation. One of my daughters worked at a high-end child care, and they shut down. and she's doing some private work, and she got into a different industry. But, you know, these are the top 10 areas, okay, where people have been furloughed, laid off, and are sitting home wondering about an opportunity. So how do we reach these people? How do we go through? And if it, I hope you wrote those down. If you didn't, you can Google it, because that's all I did. I'm not some guru that knew all this stuff. I did some research over the last week. So how would you reach out to them? Well, just backtrack it and go back through it. You have a Facebook page, and you probably have hundreds, if not thousands, of people on a Facebook page. You have Twitter accounts. You have all these social media areas. LinkedIn is another one that's a great one. So you just start to take these industries. You can actually search these vocations. You can search these vocations in Facebook. You can search people's vocations in LinkedIn and in different areas. You can just Google certain vocations, and people will come up. And then you need to start to reach out to them. So this is how I would do this. I've been doing this myself. I reached out to over 250 people over the last couple of days, and I use LinkedIn. So I was using LinkedIn to do it, and I was using a particular area, and I was reaching out to people. And what way LinkedIn works is you have first contacts, and second contacts, third contacts. So in a certain area, I had 750 first contacts in all different vocations, but mostly real estate investing, and building and supplies and all that kind of stuff. But when I went to my second contacts, I had over 80,000 seconds in that area. So I dug into that. But this is how you have to do it. And I think this is a prime time 5 days before the holidays, is if you can start to take your warm market. Go to people that you know. Go to a memory jogger, and instead of, you know, just thinking about what people, who they are, think about what they did. People that worked in the restaurant business, people that were, you know, worked at, that were in the service industry, you know, people that are arts and were in entertainment, a cameraman. Just go through the vocations and first go with people that you know. Because their circumstances 2 or 3 years ago, I can guarantee, are different today. And even if you've approached them before, you can approach them again. Now, people that would be more or less a contact, maybe a friend on Facebook that you don't really, that aren't, you know, you don't have a warm market and a relationship with, why don't you just get on and start to reconnect with these people genuinely. Just wishing them happy holidays. If you know they're a Christian, Merry Christmas. I know that a couple of my Jewish friends, I've been reaching out to them. Happy Hanukkah, and we've been going back and forth. And just generally reach out to them with a private message, not openly on Facebook. You can kind of check them out on Facebook and clicking through and seeing how they are. I would have to say that maybe some of these people that are in these vocations have already expressed their concern on their social media. So if you start to search through their social media, you might just do that and private message them and just wish them a happy holiday or a Merry Christmas or belated Hanukkah or whatever they choose to celebrate, and just say hello to them and wish them happy holidays, and tell them that you'd love to connect with them after the holidays. You don't know what's going to happen. They might respond back to you. They might give you some feedback that'll help you to connect with them. That would be my first suggestion. The second suggestion is, you know, people tend to, I think, on local. I don't know about you guys, but we have a local Facebook page, a group instead of individual pages. It's called Town of Southeast or Southeast Parents. And I live in the Village of Brewster's within the Town of Southeast, and people post on that all the time. And, you know, that's where my wife had seen that there was a single mom in our town that had posted and just said, hey, listen, if there's anyone that could help me out, you know, I'm just at my wit's end. I'm in school. I'm working part time, and my son's just not going to have a Christmas. And that's where we saw that, you know, there's an opportunity there that there's a possibly somebody that are doing that. So these are great things. Another thing is touch base with the owners of small businesses, some of these businesses and vocations that I spoke about, limousine services, some of the owners of companies that might have had to let people go. I think at this point, they would be open to you possibly contacting some of their workers that they feel that they might not be able to bring back. I think you'd have to be really candid about it and careful with it, but I really think that you could have an opportunity to reach out to somebody that has a medium-sized business that might have had to let people go and tell them, hey, listen, I might have something part-time. It wouldn't interfere with them coming back to you if you were able to take them back, but it would be an opportunity for them to make some part-time income. Because, guys, right now that someone could come into our business and they could put $200, $300, $400, $500, maybe more into their pocket right away by just reaching out. And I believe the people right now that know these people are going to have more empathy for them if they were to reach out to them in the parameters of how we reach out, okay, guys? And literally say, listen, I started a part-time business because I've been laid off and the COVID-19 has been a really terrible thing for my family. Would you be my customer to help me to make some extra money to, put Christmas presents under the tree? I mean, people are have empathy because this is a worldwide situation. And anytime somebody can reach out and can help, we have the ticket to helping people to get past the certain things that they're getting past. The government is not helping right now, guys. Is in my opinion, the people that sit in Congress should all be, we should just do a purge and start over again, because they're not helping. And they're not, and not that I think that's the solution of a handout, but in certain business and PPLs and all these different things could help people to get to the next step. But I believe that we can help people get to the next step. So, guys, take your list. Take these vocations that I've listed to you, right? And start to build service workers, arts and design, small businesses, construction, especially in mining, right? Sales workers, transportation, manufacturer of products that would fall into all the rest of these categories, healthcare workers that work in dentist offices, that work in different areas that aren't, emergency room, COVID related, that people just aren't going to do anymore, receptionists, people that would be in these large buildings that have gone remote, child care, maintenance, installation. Go through this list first on a personal level and start to write down. I bet you right now, I would have to think that people right now are already writing names on lists right now. You already are thinking of people that have been affected by this that we can help out. Because I really think if you get passionate about it and you approach it properly and be tender and be sweet, and you might not even talk about the business, just maybe reach out to someone and ask them how they're doing. You know what I mean? Think about people in your community that you might be able to help out. Maybe you've been blessed and you have a little extra cash, and maybe you can buy a ham or a turkey for somebody for Christmas. Not in the intent to get them in your business, in the intent to build a relationship to help people out, and hopefully people will ask you. Today I was in the line, and Old Navy is a store. I'm sure you guys all know Old Navy. And the lines were very long, so my wife and I go in, and what she does is she'll go around and get what she needs to get, and I'll stand in line, and usually by the time she's found what she's had, I've worked about halfway through the line. And there was a nice gentleman in front of me, and we got talking, and he's from the Bronx, and they were up here in Danbury, and his girlfriend was from L.A., and they were shopping. And I asked him what he did, and he said he worked for United Rental as a mechanic, an electrical mechanic, and he had to go out to the sites and stuff like that. And he was busy, wasn't really talking about that. He said he just bought a house. What do you do? I said, well, I used to be in the construction business, but now, I'm part of the energy industry. And he goes, what's that? And I said, natural gas. And we just got into a conversation. And I was in line. And, on the way out, he said, hey, listen, do you have a business card on you? I just bought a house. Maybe you can help me out. And just because I engaged in a conversation and I didn't hawk him for his number, it was a conversation that we really clicked. And by the time we worked through the line, I was able to give him my card and be able to connect with him. I don't know what's going to come from it. And guys, that's my gift. I have to tell you, all this Zoom and remote learning and stuff like that is not my gift in Ambient Energy. My business thrives when I can go face to face. I can speak to people. But right now, you know what? I'm adjusting and I'm learning, because guys, your attitude is gonna be everything. You know what I mean? How long are you going to stay in the 2020, or are you going to move on out of the next step? And, you know, human behavior is really it's formed from three main sources: desire, emotion, and knowledge. And guys, right now you have knowledge to go out there and do what's the most important thing in your Ambient Energy business, is to build a robust list of people that you can reach out to. And if you just follow the Ambient Energy steps, you are the invitation. You're not the presentation. You don't have to hit people over hard about the business and getting into the business. All you have to do is make an invitation to take a look. And we have all the tools after that to do that. You know, the emotion is if you're passionate about it and your attitude is right and you approach people with empathy and just find out how they're doing, you know, maybe the invitation doesn't come now, but you're setting yourself up for a tremendous amount of people to reach out to after simulcast and after January. So that sets you up for that. And desire, you know, the desire to help people, in my opinion, goes much further than the desire just to make money. So if you're out to help people and your emotion can thrive on reaching to these 10 most ravished areas in our society right now, and you can offer them what I believe is the best opportunity in American business today to start a business in one of the fastest growing industries that is going to rocket ship out in 2021, and it's going to be the first year that Ambient Energy and Vistra Energy really get a chance to take off and sort everything out. We haven't been spared the COVID-19 situation either in our corporate, and we've been hit and there's been adjustments, but I believe it's all been worked out. Simulcast is going to be one of the most powerful presentations. I know who's speaking, what's going on, and I believe that you're going to be very excited about what you're going to see. So I hope this was helpful. I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Those of you that from the Jewish heritage, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever else that brings you joy in what you celebrate. Happy holidays to everybody. Bear, I'm going to throw it back to you, and let's rock, man.
Jeff, that was absolutely excellent. I got to tell you, I know that I'm not the only person listening to this call thinking, why didn't I think of that? Yeah, what about them? Absolutely. And folks, you got to be like me as well when I say this. I got to hear this again. I've got to add to my notes, because there was so much said in such a short period of time. You know, you can get a copy of this and you can listen to it again. There are two ways you can do it. Number one, Norbert will put a link out on some of the Facebook groups, and you'll be able to find it there. Or just go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Go to the training tab. Go to the Sunday night business calls, and you'll be able to see this call with Jeff Rollins. Just give us a couple of days to get it posted, and it'll be there. But if you don't listen to this one again, I don't know what to tell you. But I will tell you this. This is an example of what happens when you come to this call week after week after week. So once again, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for the value that you brought to us tonight. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And same to you, man.
Okay. And with that note, folks, I want to wish everyone, just like Jeff said, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. Guys, have a great time with your family and friends. Just be careful, okay? It's not over yet, but we're getting there, okay? And, say a prayer for those who may not be as fortunate as we are right now. By the way, at the beginning of the call, just before we got started, you may have heard me talking to Pam Holly. She is in rehab, if you will, you know, having had the COVID virus, and yet she's still on the call. And here's something else I can tell you about her. She's been recruiting her nurses. Her upline's been doing three-way calls with her nurses. If you want it bad enough, you make it happen. I'm going to open up the line so that you can say goodnight as well. Love you guys, and we will see you next Sunday night. Here we go.